Hello?
Hi, I'm looking
Hello?
To see Jason.
Who's this?
Hi, my name is George. I'm with Restorify. Hope your day's going well. I'm calling to speak with you about a brand new opportunity we have. This call is being recorded for quality. We are a part of the Intoxilock brand. A reason for my call is to talk to you about planning for an expungement. Are you aware of what an expungement can do for you?
No.
Okay. An expungement is a way to make your DWI unavailable to the public. We offer a way to avoid the enormous cost of hiring an attorney to do the work. Not only is it a self-paced process, but it comes with a fraction of the cost of the traditional route. So let me walk you through the process. It's very straightforward. Today I'm going to help you create an account on our website and start a pre-screening process to check and see if you might qualify, which is 100% free and completely private. We'll let you know in 1 to 2 days if you pass the pre-screening, which is 100% free. All I need is an email so I can sign you up and send the information.
TheRealMcCoy70@gmail.com.
@gmail.com, okay. Just one moment. So I have TheRealMcCoy70@gmail.com. Is this correct?
Yep.
Okay. And may I please have your date of birth?
11/24/1969.
1969, okay. Now, Mr. Jason, in 1 to 2 days, we'll let you know if you pass the screening, okay, which is 100% free and completely private. Now, you will also get an email letting you know if you passed or not. And if you have passed, we'll also give you a call to walk you through the process, the second step process. When we call back, we'll go over the process, how it works, in more detail, and get you started for success. So in 1 to 2 days, you're going to receive an email, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Did they change the law in Minnesota that you couldn't get rid of it off your record after 10 years?
That I do not know. That I do not know. Because the laws have been changing, you know, lately they've been changing a lot.
I always thought you had to wait 10 years and it wasn't on your record anymore.
You know, I've never heard of anything like that, you know, but, I'm always aware that the laws do change, but, I'll check.
Well, I got one 6 years ago. 6 years ago is the last one I got. You can get that one taken off my record?
Oh, yes, we can help with that, but we always check in first to see if your DWI is expungible or not. Most people don't pass the pre-screening, Mr. Jason, I'm being honest with you, but it's because their DWI, it could be either a felony, a misdemeanor, or a gross, a misdemeanor. This is why we always check first. And this part is free. We do this part free. Now, if you do pass, we'll let you know.
I have 4 DWIs.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you know if they're felonies, misdemeanors, or gross?
No. One was done when I was 22. And then another one, I do all 0.08. All my DWIs were 0.08.
0.08.
Right at the legal limit.
Okay.
And then...
Were you incarcerated?
For 30 days.
Okay. Did the judge or your lawyer, your public defender or another type of lawyer, did they tell you if your DWIs were felonies, misdemeanors, or gross misdemeanors?
No.
Do you remember?
No, I don't think none of them were.
Okay.
Because the three that I had before were so old that the county couldn't use them against me in court on my last one. So they couldn't make it a felony one or a gross misdemeanor one. They couldn't make it, none of them stick on me for my fourth one that count or the guy that was going against me wanted to get this he wanted to include all three of my other DWIs against me, and they were all passed. They were like 20 years ago, you know. And so they said, no, you can't do that on the county level. So they didn't charge me. This last one I got was just charged with like a regular DWI, but I had to sit out more in the driving with the Intoxilock for 3 years versus, or 2 years or whatever it was, versus just the 1 year, you know.
Did you finish Intoxilock?
Yeah, that was done at, what, a year ago, years ago?
Congratulations, okay. Well,
I actually had it for 5 years, Intoxilock, because I failed. I drank one night before and got drunk the night before, and I went in and started my vehicle when I got up for work early in the morning, and I mistested. I blew enough. I didn't realize I was even hungover. You know, I was hungover. So, but you're not drunk. You don't feel drunk when you get up in the morning. So I blew. So then I had to start the program over again. So I did it for 5 years. I had that damn thing for 5 years. In my car.
Wow. Well, you know, I mean, you should get some favoritism from the judge if you do pass this pre-screening. For the one that you mentioned that's only been 6 years, if you do pass, you should get favoritism from the judge, because also, I mean, you finished the program, Interlock, so that says that.
Yeah,
that gives you a lot of points. I mean, with the judge, it just says, hey, this guy finished. You know, it's like Proposition 36. I don't know if you know about that, but it's almost the same. But when people do complete these type of programs, you get a lot of favoritism from the judge. I mean, to the point where if there are any court fees, if you decide to go any further with this, if there are any court fees, they will waive them. Because, I mean, most of the people I spoke with that completed Interlock, they waive the court fees, you know.
Oh,
and
cool.
our service is only $99. You know, we can help you with this for only $99. Now, the court fees, only if they ask, only if they're applied. But from most of the people that I spoke with that finished Interlock, they got their court fees waived,
right,
by the judge.
And some of it's the county too. You know, county level. They don't. Some counties charge for them things. Some counties don't.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way their fee schedule is. You know, they set their fee schedule every year out. No, we're not going to charge for these because we don't get that many, and they're trying to better themselves anyways. So we're not going to charge none. Well, then you get the other bigger county where they got to deal with it all the time because they're more populated. So they'll charge, you know, a court fee for getting it done because it takes time, more time out of their day. But
exactly.
Yeah, I know. I'm a mayor of the town, so my town. So I got this. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm in political stuff. I'm in county and I know police department. I know. So, I mean, it's funny, you know, I want to get my DWIs off my record. I'm actually just starting to look for a new job. And, you know, that's one of the things is, I do have a DWI within the last 10 years, but usually employers only go back three to five, on your driving. Yeah, so it's not so bad. It's off now, finally, for that, because I had one job I couldn't get because of my DWI was on my record, so... That was 4 years ago. I had applied for a job and they won't take me because of my driving record. So, you know, it's open to the public. So, I hope you get something done.
Yes. But I am being honest with you, Mr. McCoy. Most people don't pass the pre-screening, you know, which like I mentioned, it's 100% free, which I think is real good. But if you do pass, please take advantage of this, because you're a person that completed Interlock, so you should get favoritism, you know, from the judge, and just pay the $99, and that's it. You're good to go, you know. And you know, like you mentioned earlier, it will help you to get a better job if you're looking to relocate. And, you know, if you're into politics and, you know, you're already, you know, in the system, you most likely you might have to, you know, move to another place because of the position, you know. That you're moving up in, you know, I mean, things get good for you guys, you know, so, okay. Well, We'll let you know, Mr. McCoy, in 1 to 2 days if you pass the pre-screening, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and enjoy your weekend, and thank you for choosing Restorify. You have yourself a great weekend.
Yep, you too.
Goodbye.
Bye.